This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out getting a little medical procedure. The ladies taking over, Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn here, and a tough weekend. It was such an interesting weekend of emotions, Victoria. Not only did you watch the positive, which was the SpaceX launch that went up successfully with those two astronauts, Doug and Bob, who America was pulling for.
So happy that they're okay and they made it. I was nervous.
Exactly. I know, everybody was, I think there was that collective sigh of relief watching the launch, and then certainly the docking, and these two guys who looked, I mean, you found out a lot about them. They're best friends. They took up a sparkly dinosaur because they allowed their young boys to vote on which toy would go with them into outer space. It was a pink and blue sequined dinosaur that they took with them. And they arrived at the International Space Station, where they will be for some time. And so on that side, you have the best of America. And then we see the worst. What could have been a weekend filled with peaceful protests, certainly for the killing, the unjustified killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Instead, those peaceful protests were hijacked by people who were violently looting and rioting. Coming in from other states, I was just listening to a news report out of not necessarily your hometown, but used to live in New York City for a long time. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about how a lot of cars were driving around the streets, very vacated streets of New York City, with license plates from Arizona and from Massachusetts and from all of these different places. The same thing happened in Los Angeles, where I live, where people from all over the place were coming in, even flying, not just driving, but flying in to take advantage of the opportunity. And I feel like we can do better, but certainly this weekend, 50 Secret Service agents were injured in clashes outside the White House. The church near the White House, I think it's St. John's, was burned. It's a church that was built back in 1812. But there were looters and rioters in Los Angeles, Seattle, Nashville, Oklahoma City, Salt Lake City, Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, New York City, D.C., Pittsburgh, Columbia, Wilmington, Portland, Phoenix, Tampa. The list went on and on. There was not a city that I think that wasn't touched by this weekend.
That's true, and we haven't even really talked about cities abroad. I don't know that there were violent clashes in the cities like Berlin and Dublin and London. In Australia, two major cities in Australia, Melbourne and Sydney. Lots of support for the Black Lives Matter movement, the protests for George Floyd. I haven't seen any, and it's certainly possible, I haven't seen any stories of anything turning violent internationally during the protests. But, yeah, looking at New York City, which is, like you said, the streets are empty. They have been for a month and a half now, maybe two months.
It's really still closed till June the 8th in New York City, right?
Yes, everything is still pretty much closed. And so down in Soho, which if you've ever been to New York City, Soho is a really big shopping district. And so a lot of the stores there busted into. The Diesel store, which has very expensive jeans, that was completely ransacked. The Chanel store, which had bars on the windows, and I'm surprised that they were able to get, I guess one window didn't have bars on it, but yeah, lots of Chanel bags stolen. Kids, we all want a Chanel bag. That's not the way to do it. It's a mess.
I guess what struck me is that I think we have to really pull things apart because there are so many different factions at play here. You have a lot of people who are really out there trying to do good, right, who are out there peacefully protesting. Mm-hmm. And in every city that we've talked about, there were peaceful protests happening. But the people that you're talking about, they showed up ready for wrongdoing. And we were talking about this earlier on the program about who is organizing and funding these groups, because certainly there's someone behind them providing organization, money for those who get arrested. There's immediate bailouts and these sorts of things. What I saw in Los Angeles, and there were several neighborhoods not close together that were hit by protests and looting, but I don't want to say protests, riots and looting, And what struck me is that they showed up with chainsaws. They showed up with equipment so that they could get into these stores that are still just coming back to life. In Los Angeles and L.A. County, where the bulk of these protests were in Southern California, we just reopened this last Friday, and people were starting to get back to business. And so there were some stores that were still boarded up or chained up, and people came ready for that. So you can't tell me that this is a person who is holding a Justice for George Floyd sign, who just got so enraged that they happened to reach in their back pocket, had a chainsaw, and they were able to saw into a Nordstrom. I mean,
These are people who are taking advantage, whether they're being paid by a group or organized or not. I think there are plenty of selfish people who are there. You know, over the weekend, I was texting with my girlfriends about what was going on, and I said, these people are like the new carpetbaggers. They're showing up. They're opportunists. They're showing up with, like you said, they're ready to riot. They're ready to loot, and that's what their whole goal is. And people in New York City, especially, taking advantage of the high-end merchandise that they're stealing. You know, I'm sure there are groups that are being funded. I know a lot of celebrities have been giving money to bail funds, not necessarily, you know, an organized group, but a lot of celebrities donating money to protesters who get arrested, and then, you know, there's a fund to help them pay their bail. But, and I think that's a totally different category from what you're talking about now with the actual looters. I don't, are these people getting caught? Are they catching the looters?
Well, and that's the other thing that I think was really in my head this weekend, is that at first I was a little bit encouraged, and I can really only speak to my state of California, because obviously we watch these other states, but we don't get the sense. Certainly Minneapolis, I think the mayor was way too slow to act, and he let these people go for two nights, really burning down the city before he even thought about calling in the National Guard. So I was encouraged on Saturday when our mayor, who went out and in typical fashion at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, said, this isn't 1992 again. We're not going to call out the National Guard, meaning that the Rodney King riots, they called out the National Guard. Well, about an hour later, he changed his tune and deployed the National Guard, which I appreciated.
They're on standby in New York, so they're prepared.
They were out, but they were doing nothing, and the police officers were doing nothing. I mean, I appreciate these celebrities who are setting up funds to get protesters out of jail, but it's not protesters who are being arrested. The people that I've seen that are getting arrested are the worst of the worst. They're the ones who went up to a man and just started kicking his face in. There's some really terrible images on social media from protests around the country, people getting hurt. There was a guy who was holding an American flag, and he literally had his teeth kicked out of his mouth, and it was shown on television. And the people that got the people there that perpetrated that crime got arrested. And it sickens me to think that money raised by John Legend is going to go to release these people from prison. These are people who are criminals, who are hurting other people, who deserve to be in prison. It's not the people holding a sign at a protest. It's the people who are actually out there committing crimes. It shouldn't be a free pass for people. And unfortunately, because of the weight of the situation, it's becoming that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I think there's so much frustration and anger. And then, like I said, the opportunists are out in droves, and it's very frustrating. It's just, you know, where do we go from here? And there were some good moments, though. I think that, you know, we can definitely highlight, and you don't have to look too far. There were some really good moments of solidarity between the police and the protesters. All across the country, there were, I know in Flint, Michigan, that got a lot of attention, because the sheriff actually spoke to the protesters and knelt with them and then walked with them. And that was like a kind of a turning point of that protest there. And in New York, horrible stories of the NYPD pulling masks off people so they could pepper spray them. I mean, it's the mask isn't that you have to wear a mask in public. And then for the cops to pull the mask off someone, multiple people, and spray them in the face with pepper spray. It's the NYPD has a lot of explaining to do. And it was all caught on video. So, you know, it's but then there were a few other good moments where, once again, cops were kneeling in protest with the protesters. So it was kind of a mixed bag of everything. It really ran the gamut.
Well, and I would say that some of the protesters, there was a story, one good story, I guess, if you can find one in this, is that there was a police officer who was separated from his group, essentially, the other officers, and he found himself alone. And some of the violent people were starting to kind of come up on him. The good protesters formed like a human chain around him to get him to safety. Unfortunately, that's the anomaly. I mean, we saw reporters getting attacked over the weekend. Leland Vittert from Fox News was chased out of a park. CNN was desecrated. I mean, it just, their Atlanta headquarters, they had people trying to break in there. Our local reporters were all being attacked with balls to the head and bottles to the head. And I mean, it's just, it's an unbelievable time. And I feel like the show of force now has to happen. You have to have these cities ready to say this is unacceptable. All right. We have music news up ahead. We'll lighten things up here on the DJV show. It's 17 minutes past the hour.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, I'm Ma
and I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Ma and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Ma and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. A lot of other weight loss products have drugs and stimulants in them, so you have to worry about short-term effects on your health. Whereas with this product, it's not a quick fix for weight loss. It's not, you know, we're not guaranteeing you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days or anything like that. But our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate, and that's doing so without drugs and without stimulants. In fact, the number one ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein. So it's really something that you're born with, and then over time you lose it, which is why you start seeing your metabolism slow down and the weight starts to go up. So it really is more of a health supplement that just helps you lose weight over time. It is safe for diabetics. It's safe for heart patients. It's safe if you've got other health conditions going on and you're really, you want to lose the weight and you need some help and you just don't know where to start.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive the discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This helps it, but good job. You're doing a good job, a good job.
You're doing a good job.
You're doing a good job. Don't get too down. The world
Alicia Keys
now. Know that you
is releasing a new track called Good Job, just in time for us to pay tribute to Kara. But I would say the song ought to have been Great Job, not Good Job.
Yes.
Good Job. We'll give that to Phil, who's now going to be riding the board and the buttons and the other things, but we can dedicate this to Kara. And the song is set to appear in her forthcoming album. The album is called Alicia. Wow, who came up with that? That's clever. That's really clever. Miss Key says she wrote Good Job last year with her husband, Swizz. What's his name? Swizz Beatz?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you pronounce it? Am I right?
Way to go, Swizz Beatz.
Is he a disc jockey or something? What's his name?
No, he's a producer.
It's not his real name. His real name is Harry Logan or something. Anyway, the track was meant to pay tribute to unsung and overlooked everyday heroes in Key's life, although the message resonates now, doesn't it? A lot. With this situation with the virus. She says, whether you're on the front lines at the hospitals, balancing work, family, and homeschooling, delivering mail, packages, or food, or facing other personal difficulties because of the COVID-19, I feel you. I feel you, she said. You're seen, loved, and deeply appreciated. Good Job marks the fourth offering from her following Show Me Love, Time Machine, and Underdog. The album was scheduled to arrive in May, but since been postponed because of the obvious, there's not a date yet for the release of it. At the end of March, she released her memoir, More Myself, A Journey, which would be an interesting read as well. Interesting lady. So that's the news musically from Alicia Keys. Now let's turn at 26 past the hour to the Rolling Stones, who have released a new track called Living in a Ghost Town. There you go. That's pretty much what we're doing in many of our towns, not only in our country, but around the western and northern world. So this brand new song, Living in a Ghost Town, is aimed to tide fans over till they're able to reschedule the upcoming No Filter Tour, next leg of it anyway. It's their first original song since Doom and Gloom. And One More Shot came out on their 2012 compilation album, Girl. Although they did put out the Blues cover collection, Blues and Lonesome, back in 2016. That was a pretty good album, actually.
That was a really good album.
Wasn't it? Yeah, it was a pretty good album. Jagger said they wrote the song with Keith Richards over a year ago. He said it wasn't written for now, but it's just one of those odd things. It was written about being in a place which was full of life, but now bereft of life, so to speak. I was jamming on the guitar, and I wrote it quickly in about 10 minutes. He changed some of the lyrics to reflect what time we're in. Keith said, it's sort of eerie when suddenly it's coming to life. He said, I mean, the ghost comes to life. I had said to Don Waz about a month or so ago, hey, it's time for the ghost soundtrack. I think that's their producer, isn't it? I think that's who they
are.
Then Mick called me and said the same thing. So great minds think alike. So Living in a Ghost Town from the Rolling Stones. News about Marianne Faithfull, if you're a fan. I've always been a fan of Marianne Faithfull. I think her music, like this one, as Tears Go By. I have a few of those from Kara. Marianne was discharged from the hospital in London 3 weeks after she tested positive. We're really happy to say that Marianne has been discharged from hospital. After being admitted suffering from COVID, she'll continue to recuperate in her home in London. She thanks all of you for your kind messages of concern, which have meant a great deal through what is such a difficult time for so many people. She's grateful for all the staff who cared for her at the hospital. Her longtime friend Penny Arcade told Rolling Stone, how about that for a name, that out of caution, she checked herself into the hospital. She got a lot of health issues, so probably a smart thing to do.
I am very happy she made it out.
But I didn't think she was going to make it out.
I didn't think she was getting out of the hospital.
She's in tough shape. All right, so that's that story. 28 after on the DJV program.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Minneapolis police chief calling the actions of four now fired. The Minneapolis police chief calling the actions of four now fired police officers involved in the death of George Floyd a violation of humanity, saying that's what led to their firings as quickly as it did. Fired officer Derek Chauvin is seen kneeling on Floyd's neck for over 8 minutes despite Floyd's pleas that he was unable to breathe. Chauvin facing murder and manslaughter charges. Local, state, and federal investigators investigations are expected to lead to charges soon against the three other fired officers who watched but didn't intervene. The fact that they're not yet charged is puzzling U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I haven't seen a situation where there's a scene of the crime and people haven't been taken into custody immediately.
And as for the charges so far against Chauvin,
I have my own concern about a murder three charge.
USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
A trio of suspects now facing federal charges for allegedly attacking police officers with Molotov cocktails during weekend violence in New York City. Documents indicate the Brooklyn lawyers Collinford Mattis and Arouge Rahman had explosive components after one of them chucked a Molotov cocktail at an NYPD vehicle. And in another case, Samantha Shader of Catskill, New York, which is north of the city, is charged with allegedly throwing a Molotov cocktail at a police vehicle in Brooklyn that had officers inside at the time. President Trump is holding off on the G7 meeting that was scheduled for next month because he says he wants to invite four additional countries' leaders. Trump telling reporters on Air Force One over the weekend the summit won't happen until at least September at the earliest, and he would invite Russia, Australia, India, and South Korea to attend. Trump calling the group of seven largest economies an outdated model. And China says the U.S. is, in its words, addicted to quitting after the president announced his intention to pull out of the World Health Organization. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman saying the withdrawal reveals a pursuit of power politics and unilateralism. The official saying that the international community disagrees with what he calls the selfish behavior of the United States. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour now. It's Thursday, April 23rd. Success. Finding out what's going on. This is the Think Daily headquarters, the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Victoria is here with me at this point in our offering. A definition of interest is how many people stick around to this program. We don't have as many listeners as, you know, like Limbaugh does, but we have people that stay a lot longer with us, which is kind of a nice thing because they're interested in what we have to say and how we present it. So Victoria is going to bring us around. We have some food news that's related to the virus. And one thing in particular, you know this guy, Chef Jose Andres? What do you know about him?
I know of him, yeah. He's an amazing chef. He has restaurants in Washington, D.C., especially is where he kind of his claim to fame is based. And then he's been doing so many incredible charitable works since I don't know how long World Central Kitchen, that's his charity. I don't know how long it's been around, but it definitely rose to prominence when, we had all of Hurricane Maria and Superstorm Sandy, all of the disaster relief efforts, he really came to the forefront, got pretty much every famous chef in the country and some others around the world to turn their kitchens over to start making meals for people who were affected by the disasters. And so now he's been all over. He's been down in Puerto Rico. He served millions of meals in Puerto Rico when our government completely failed them. He was on the ground, and it was really instrumental in helping the Puerto Ricans rebound from that. And so now he wants to get restaurants open again. And his newest initiative is his World Central Kitchen, the Chefs for America program, is going to pay restaurant owners $10 to $20 per meal that they serve upon reopening. And so he said this is the best way. He wants the restaurants to reopen. He wants them to rehire their workers and also feed the hungry. And so the money will not only go towards getting people back to work, but it will also cover some of the food costs. And as he said, and it makes good sense. He said the only thing that's really going to save the system is the system getting back to work. So he said the staff has to get back, they have to get paychecks, the restaurants have to buy from the suppliers again because the suppliers have been impacted. The dairy industry has been really impacted by not having restaurants, ordering from them. And so he said we can't just have a Band-Aid solution. We have to really make a really concerted effort that's well coordinated. And so that's what Chefs for America. It's a division of World Central Kitchen. That's his plan. And so his own restaurants, when they reopen, doctors and nurses will dine free of charge, he said. And so he's been cooking for first responders. He's from Spain. He's an American citizen now, but he's originally from Spain. He's just got this big, fun personality. I follow him on Instagram. He and his daughters cook a different meal every night, and it's hilarious because they always disagree with his methods. So he's very entertaining. He is a larger-than-life character, and so he's been doing just so much great work. And
good.
He and Dave Matthews did a live stream together for Farm Aid to raise awareness about the farmers who've been so affected by not having restaurants, taking their products.
It's like a murder sentence for some of these farmers, especially dairy farmers. Good God.
Yeah.
And speaking of farmers, if you're a farmer, a lot of farmers, we are big in rural America, smaller markets, smaller towns, medium-sized towns, and because I'm so attached to the farming community through my own farm, I have a synergy, and there's an interesting item. I've been talking a lot about the NH1, the people that come from other countries to work in our country on the farms for 6 to 8 months out of the year. And farms have become dependent on these workers that come from other countries because Americans haven't wanted to, nor did they have to work on the farms because there was plenty of employment doing other things. Now, not the case. So I noticed, Victoria, that there's a big push by some farmers in certain places to go to the unemployment office and look for seasonal help. And they're finding that there are people who are bartenders, who work in gyms, who run movie theaters, they work in retail, all kinds of people that are out of work that seem to be interested in working on the farm.
That's great.
So this may be a good source of temporary labor, especially when you consider what a mess the whole business about immigration and who's coming, and they call it the H1N program, which brings a lot of people. Those are mostly people from farm workers from Jamaica that are doing that, but there's some from Guatemala and El Salvador that are involved in the program as well. So the help wanted sign is up on the farms, and a lot of these people are answering the call. So that's a good thing. The grocery store is also looking for help. Stockers, I should spell that right. S-T-O-C-K, stock, that kind of stock. The grocery store business has been huge. All of the departments and all of the stores. And now there's a restocking, and it looks like the grocery stores are coming back around, so they'll almost be normal. There's some things that aren't going to be back for quite a long time, but there's more food, and people are, I think they're slowing down the excitement, if you will, or the fear. I'm not going to have any food. I better go buy everything I can buy.
And you know what is interesting? What is a shortage now? We've been talking about how things kind of have been a toilet paper was the first thing that sold out.
Right.
And disinfectant wipes. You can't find, I still have yet to be able to find a single Clorox or Lysol wipe. Doesn't exist. So no toilet, toilet paper slowly coming back. And now
I went to a restaurant. I have, because of the farm when we're selling ice cream and stuff, I went to a restaurant supply. It's called Restaurant Depot yesterday. Bought a case of toilet paper. Bought a case of Lysol wipes because they have them there, and that's what I use. We have a bus that we serve the ice cream out of, and we've disinfected it. Everybody's got to be on board with that. And so I found that something. We brought
restaurant
a big
supply
case.
Companies are. That's actually a really good resource right now.
Right,
there is
you can't,
one.
Everybody can't get in. You got to prove that you own a place that's using.
Some are actually opening to the public now because
they
don't have restaurants that need it.
Oh, okay.
Supplies.
I didn't know that. That's
so it's actually a friend of mine. There's one. We have a lot of restaurants in the area where I live in New Jersey. And so there's a big, Johnson's is the big restaurant supplier, and they're open to the public because they don't have any restaurant. Well, they don't have any restaurants to supply anything.
That's right.
So,
well, this restaurant supply was busy yesterday. We were there.
I bet.
And speaking of restaurants.
Doing takeout. Oh, but the one thing I was going to say, the big shortage that I'm finding now. I can't find cheese. And I don't know if this is related to dairy, but there are no cheese slices. There's no shredded cheese.
Really? Because the dairy guys would love the dairy guys would love to have their milk used for cheese.
Well,
so I don't understand that at all.
All of Wegmans was completely sold out of every kind of cheese. Yep.
Wow. That's interesting. Restaurant news. Chipotle is paying $25 million. It's a criminal fine stemming from the norovirus outbreaks. Remember that happened 3-4 years ago? 1,100 patrons got sick because of, I don't know, what they violated federal food guidelines by adulterating food while held for sale after shipment in industry. I don't know, what did they do? I don't remember, because a lot of people were concerned they didn't really do what they were charged with doing.
I don't remember what they did, but I think it was either in the food storage area.
Well, what the government said they did is fail to ensure that its employees understood and complied with food safety protocols.
Mm-hmm.
So hundreds of people got sick. Chipotle confirmed the deal with prosecutors, but they never admitted to having these bad practices, policies, and procedures. That's a stiff fine to pay for something you don't admit to. $25 million. Wow. Where is that? And again, the question, which is for somebody like me and the way my mind works, relevant. Where is this money going? So you put $25 million into the till. So where does it go? It just goes
That's
into the general fund.
Question.
And where is that $25 million? And all the fines, the FCC when it fines people, what do they do with that dough? Hello, ding, ding, ding.
It goes into like
Tyson's
a slush fund, I guess.
I have a couple
it's
of
like
suggestions.
The lottery, right?
Yeah,
the lottery
exactly.
I mean, I know it's supposed to benefit education.
Supposed to education,
but does it?
Nah, not at all. Tyson Foods has closed its largest pork facility. Here we go. There's something about pork. You remember yesterday I was talking about the Smithfield plant closing up in North Dakota, and all of the skullduggery with the Chinese owning that. Company. The Chinese are trying to get into, they bought into, in case you didn't know it, they bought into Tyson Foods and Purdue. They have not control, but they have influence. And that's not a good thing. Tyson is one of the world's biggest processors of chicken, and now they've gotten into pork. And
I
that's
think
what
Tyson's even bigger than Purdue in chicken.
Oh, yes, they are much bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, huge.
Think,
four times bigger. Yeah.
I think also because they supply all the schools and cafeterias and hospitals, like any large institution, jails, it's all Tyson chicken. So it's
well, it has to do with them, doing things cheaply. They've they've forced the growers to do it for nothing and next to nothing. It's like the dairy farmers. The people that run, we've allowed these big processing outfits like Tyson and like Purdue and like Dean Foods in the milk department to control the source of the food. So if you want to be in the game, you got to play the game their way, build a building to their specs, grow the chickens to their specs, have 36,000 growing, at least that's the minimum, build a barn big enough for 36,000 chickens to grow in the same place, and they do it in 60 to 90 days, and then, they clean the place out, and the next punch comes in. It's horrible. And in many different ways. So, and I've seen how they process. That's why I don't eat chicken and poultry. I have eggs once in a while, but boy, if you knew, and this is what people, when I get to this point, it's like you saying, don't tell me what happened to the Masked Singer.
Well,
so,
not exactly the same thing, but.
Well, don't tell me. People say, I don't want to know. That's what people say to me. Well, I say in conversations with friends, if you knew what I knew about how chicken was processed, you'd never eat another piece of chicken in your life. I don't want to know that. I got to eat something. So,
well,
yeah, meanwhile.
That's,
that,
you know.
Yeah, the Masked Singer.
No,
did,
don't tell me.
I'm not going to tell you. But,
okay.
You know, you need to get with it today because it...
I'm going to watch it today. First of all, this is not even a show that you watch. You're not invested in it at all. All you want to do is give out spoilers. That's all you want to do. That's
no,
I don't
that's
know what
true.
It is about you. It's the middle child thing, I think. You just want to give away the spoilers.
Okay. The lady who's the Hot Pockets heir, her name is Michelle. I believe it's pronounced Janavs. Is that right? You know, J-A-N-A-V-S?
I don't eat Hot Pockets. Talk about processed crap.
Yeah, awful. But anyway, she was sentenced to 5 months in the slammer because she was involved in the college admission. She bribed her way in for a couple of her knucklehead kids. And so now she is told she has to surrender to the Bureau of Prisons. And she says she doesn't want to because she might become infected with the COVID-19. She wants to stay home. Can I serve my sentence at home? So is that
ridiculous?
Is that a is this
well?
A,
actually, that does save the taxpayer money.
Yeah, right.
But again, though,
but how is it different from the confinement everybody's going through?
It's not.
Anyway, it's not.
It's totally not.
No punishment there. Really.
She's still going to have Netflix unless they take away every bit of her device, like she's a bad 7-year-old. I don't know what. How else are you going to make the drive the point home? I don't know.
Yeah. Here's something I want to drive home in the interest of helping you take care of your body amidst all of the things that are going on, the underlying health conditions that have led to people dying from the coronavirus have been health-related to your weight. The weight issue that many people have causes pulmonary problems, cardiovascular problems. So the folks at Calitrin have decided they're going to make it very easy for you to get on to their program. This method of weight loss is the most successful in the world, 86% success rate. No other company that has a weight loss program can even come close to claiming that. And so now, when you go to toploss.com to see the story of Calitrin, the number one healthy choice for weight loss, what the formula is, well, what it isn't, is a lot of stimulants that'll jack you up and a lot of drugs that'll make you crazy and jittery. Nope, this is all natural. It's fabulous. It works. You can now buy 3 and get 3 free. Or they've made it till the end of April easy for you to buy as many as you want and get twice as many. So you buy 20, you get 40. You buy 40, you get 80. Wow, what a deal that is. And you get on the program, stay on it for at least 6 months. It's so easy to do. At night you take 4 capsules, helps you sleep better too. And the main ingredients in the product go to work to push out the fat and create a body that you... It wasn't going to be done overnight. It takes months. But once you get on it and stay on it, it'll work. That's why they have the success rate they do. They've been in business for 25 years. How could they be in business that long if it didn't work? Get the story. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV for all these bargains. As I said, buy any number and get the equal number free and free shipping. Code DJV at toploss.com.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, a language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Yeah. House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a very important part of lots of broadcast episodic adventures we have here. Did I say I was Doug Seven? I think I did. I said, you're Ken, I'm Doug. Here we go. Questions. Most of the questions are, as you can imagine, about the virus, Ken. Can my cats get the coronavirus? I've seen a couple of stories about cats getting testing positive. What is there about cats that would make them susceptible to this?
It seems that transmission of a COVID-19 illness can go from humans to cats. It doesn't go from humans to dogs so far, but in fact, in the news just a day or two ago in New York were a couple of cats that have tested positive from their owners. So it can move from humans to cats, this new bug.
All right, what about toothpaste? This is a question about brushing one's teeth and whether or not if you use toothpaste, I think it probably depends on the type of toothpaste, but I'm going to let you address this. Is there a lot of sugar in toothpaste, and does that spike your blood sugar levels if you're brushing with a toothpaste that's got a lot of sugar in it?
I'd like to know. So are we talking about toothpaste causing COVID-19 or toothpaste causing diabetes?
Toothpaste causing blood sugar problems.
Just don't swallow the toothpaste, and I think you'll be fine.
Okay, that's pretty. How many people do you know? Did you ever? Well, there's an old story about the fluoride in toothpaste. I don't know if I've ever
gotten you to talk on the record about fluoride, something that I'm not a fan of. But there have been studies suggested if a youngster 4 or 5 years old got a hold of a tube of toothpaste and swallowed it all, would kill him because of the fluoride in it. What do you think of that? What
well,
do you
just
know about
in,
that?
Just in general, you don't want to swallow toothpaste. There are actually kid-safe toothpaste. So the kids who do swallow the toothpaste, I mean, all of us who have kids know that that happens. And we used to use for my daughter a kid safety toothpaste. So they loved it. They could swallow it and it was safe. So that's the way to get around that. Just make sure until the child clearly understands how to use toothpaste, just use the kid safe toothpaste.
Kid safe toothpaste. All right. Next up. I'm looking for questions that aren't necessarily about the virus, not necessarily
impossible.
Easy. I know. Yeah. The immune system. How can you give us a simple explanation as to how the immune system, what should we be eating or what should we be taking for supplements to improve our immune system, or are there drugs that will enhance our immune system? That's a pretty good question.
It's amazingly similar to what we tell you how to keep your heart and circulation healthy. So you want to eat a healthy diet, and my favorite is the Mediterranean diet. You want to get exercise once the doctor tells you it's safe, and with the gyms closed, I know how challenging it is right now. You want to get enough sleep, 7 to 8 hours for all of us, and good quality sleep. You want to get, and boy, this is a hard one, get the mental stress out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then supplements. You want to, you know, talk to your doctor about it, but zinc, vitamin C, these are the ones, especially with the virus, that look pretty good.
All right. Now, there's following up, I'm just sifting through the questions. Here's another question about supplements and what they do. Is it possible that if you take some of the CBD oil, for example, or other mood and relaxation dietary supplements, that that will make it easier for you to fight off the virus? Can you be, if you're worried, if you're fearful, does that charge up your body and make you more susceptible versus being relaxed and your body behaving normally, are you less susceptible? I think you get the drift.
Let's apply to NIH and get Dr. Fauci to fund a randomized controlled study.
So that's the answer to that. Vitamin D, back in the focus, lots of people are talking about vitamin D because that's been very prevalent as a discussion topic among immunologists and doctors who are not necessarily from traditional medicine, saying you got to have vitamin D in order to fight off the coronavirus. Is that true? Vitamin D, the most important vitamin?
Well, it's an important vitamin, D. Just make sure your level is adequate, and that is part of the process of having a good immune system, one of the many parts.
So what are you taking? In a couple of seconds, what do you take for supplements?
I take a multivitamin that has 1,000 units of vitamin D in it. I'm also in Florida, and unless you're living in a cocoon, it's hard to have a low vitamin D level.
Right.
But some people do. It's not 100%. But especially like yourself up north, you need to check.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, another version of Ask Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.